You're probably, like myself, no economist. You're happy if you've got money enough to pay for a roof over your head, food for the family, monthly car payments, and at least a minimum on your credit card debt. After that, well, let's leave it to the folks who understand the intricacies of running an economy as large and complicated as the United States. After all, they did a good job, other than a few recessions and the Great Depression. Sure, a few folks fell between the cracks, but hey, we have more billionaires than ever. In fact, the president is a billionaire, or so he claims. If anyone would understand how to run a complicated economy, it's got to be a billionaire president. We were all told, as far back as grade school, we have equal opportunity in the land of the free. You know, if you're white and male. And it does help if you went to a prestigious school, say Yale or Harvard or Wharton. We all had that same chance, right? Equal opportunity, right? So if a lot more of us these days are falling behind on the mortgage, if we're sleeping in our cars or in a tent under the freeway overpass, well, we had the same opportunities, the rich folks. We just didn't play our cards right. We were dumb. We were losers. Nobody to blame but ourselves. You know, unless you think the game is rigged. Unless you think America is a sucker's bet. And I know you don't want to believe that. You want to believe you have the same chance of becoming a billionaire just like the president. Just like Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. The folks who doubled or tripled or quadrupled their worth in the last year. And if you have to do it by playing the lottery, well, okay, buy the ticket, take the ride. There's always a chance. You do not win, the Gaming Commission will tell you, if you do not play. 2020 and the pandemic kind of lessened the odds for most people. Maybe not the rich. Jobs gone, rent due, credit card maxed. The economy stalled, except maybe the stock market. Times look tough. The lesson most economists, well, not in this administration, took from the Great Depression is government needs to spend like drunken sailors to keep the pump primed. Money in the hands of the bottom percentiles is money that gets spent. Shops get customers, cars get sold, rent gets paid. The economy keeps sputtering along. The first stimulus checks that went out did just that. Of course, they put the lion's share in the hands of the wealthiest among us. Seems fair. Yeah, if you're already rich. The latest stimulus bill stalled over how much to give the little folks. Even Trump, blowing the negotiations to bits at the 11th hour, thought the poor ought to get more money. But the Senate howled, the Senate balked, the Senate cried socialism for the rich. Why give a family making $150,000 a year more money, they cried. Of course, they could cap the income levels. They could hold back the largesse for the richest corporations. They could have done that back in the first go-round. But they didn't, they don't, and they won't. Socialism for the rich, they say, and too big a deficit, they say. Even though, they gave tax breaks to the corporations once they had a billionaire president in control of the Senate. I should have gone to Harvard Business School, is all I can figure, because none of this makes much sense to me. Why, I guess I'm not a billionaire.